We just heard from 1 Corinthians, it talks about how as Christians, we compete in a different race altogether. When Paul was writing that, do you know the Olympics? It was happening then, the Olympics had started, and there was lots of major sporting events that were taking place. And he was referring to the athletes who work really, really hard, train their bodies to win the ultimate prize, which is the gold medal. But in those days, it wasn't a gold medal. Some of you might have seen pictures of Formula One races gone by in the past sort of 20 years. When a Formula One driver won a race, does anyone know what he used to be given? It wasn't a trophy as such, it was something else. Cheryl's got it. They had a wreath. And you have a green sort of a leaf wreath put over them. That was the winner. He had this big wreath put over him. And it was made of leaf. And of course, leaves, they will decay. They'll break down and they become rotten. And then you've got to chuck it away because it's rubbish. The Christian life is about a race with the ultimate prize that never, ever, ever, ever spoils. And that ultimate prize is always there before us. And that's our eternal destination, which is in heaven. That's the ultimate prize for the Christian. If we live a life that's pleasing to God and we follow God, the ultimate reward is that one day we will be with Him in paradise forever. That's the ultimate prize, and it will never fail, and it will never fade, and it will never spoil. And we've got that ultimate prize to look forward to as Christians. But we've got to run the race, and that means we've got to take part, and that means we've got to do our best. We've got to try our best to do what God wants us to do. That's our involvement in this really, really special race. And some days we're going to get knocked down. Some days it's going to be hard work. But what we've got to do is get back up and try again. So run your race and aim to win the prize, because God is faithful and God is just, and He will not let us down. And He's always there. He's always with us. So run your race with Him. Let's just pray together. Lord, we thank You that You are with us at all times. And when we run our race, Lord, the ultimate prize awaits. And that is to be with You forever in eternity. So Lord, help us as we live each day to live focused lives for You, playing our part, doing our bit, working hard for You, Lord, that we will one day see You face to face. And we ask this in Your name. Amen. We're going to do have a prayer time, and the prayer time is a little bit different. I hope people don't take offense at this. We can pray in loads of different ways, and God doesn't mind how we pray, and it's just something a little bit different that we might have seen done before, or we might not. My beach ball is flat. It keeps going down. So I'm just going to give it a quick burst of life, and then we're going to use beach ball prayers. There you go, that'll do. Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to bat the beach ball around, and there's six faces on here, and there's a number at the start of each prayer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If after the countdown, the beach ball lands on you, then I want you to come forward and use the microphone, and we're going to pray that prayer. Is that okay? Wait, no microphone. Oh, I'll run to you. We'll use this microphone. I'll run to you, and you can use this one. Right. So I'm going to hand it out, and we're going to bat the beach ball around. So we'll start with Connell, if you want to bash that around. Right, there we go. Someone's going to go and get it. Someone's going to go and get it and bash it around. The wind's going to go that way. Three, pass it around. Come on, keep going. 3, 2, 1. Margaret, I'm coming to you. There we go. Right, number one. Prayer number one. Prayer number one.
Just as the beach ball is round, it reminds us of the world. Lord, we pray for the world, for those countries where people don't have the basics that we take for granted. We pray for those people who live in fear and those who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Amen.
Amen. Right. Ready, steady, go. Let's pass it around. Keep going. Keep going. 3, 2, 1. Joan's got it. Oh, it was Joan. Joan's got it. Number two, Joan.
As we look at the beautiful colours of the beach ball, we are reminded of the beauty of your creation, the colours that we see every day. Lord, thank you that you love us and that you give us such a wonderful world to enjoy. Amen.
Amen. Ready? One, two, three, go. Keep passing it round. Quick. Try and get over this. It's drawn to you, this beach ball. Get it over there somewhere. There we go. Three, two, one, go. Right, Naomi, you've got it. Right, number three.
Lord, as we think about a beach ball, we are reminded of times of rest and relaxation. Thank you for holiday times when we can take time out to rest and recharge our batteries. We pray especially for all our schools, thinking of the pupils and staff as they break up for the summer holidays. Amen.
Amen. Ready? Three, two, one, go! Go, go, go! Whoops! Three, two, one! Who's got it? Right. Oh, that was... got rid of it. Right. Who's, there we go. Right, who's going to read it? There we go. Martin's going to read it. Number four. Number four. There we go.
Lord, we pray for our church. We ask that you would continue to bless it, continue to grow it, and continue to show us how we can reach out in our community. Amen.
Amen. The beach ball is dying. We've got to be quick. Right, ready? Three, two, one, go. Pass it on. Three, two, one, go. That's it. Paul. Oh, Nicky, it's you. Number five.
Lord, as we think about the beach ball, we are mindful of the gift of health and strength. We pray for all those who are ill at this time, for those who need your healing touch in their lives, particularly those who are on our prayer list and those known to us. Amen.
Amen. And the last one, it's just about made. Ready? Three, two, one, go! Let's get it over there to the back. They've not had a go yet. One. Oh, Paul, you'll do it. That's it. Number six, last one.
Lord, thank you for your love.
That your love is amazing.
That your love is amazing, and we can always come to you, and we know that you love it when we pray to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.